Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shereen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
I'm transferring Sheila Mays.
Okay, and can you confirm the phone number for me, please?
The phone number is 763-204-3431.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Sheila?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Shireen and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
No.
And then you said you haven't signed anything, correct, with any other attorney or law firm?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
What is your date of birth?
April 25th, 1975.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay, what is your date of diagnosis?
Date of diagnosis.
A rough estimate of the month and year is okay as well.
April of 2024.
And I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
I'm okay.
Okay, well, I will try to get through this as quickly as possible, Sheila. I'm just going to go ahead and ask you all the required questions. If you need to pause at any time, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
And do you happen to know of anyone else that you can recall at the moment that was also injured by Depo?
No.
And did you use the name brand injectable Depo?
You mean the actual depot? Yes, I
Yes.
use depot.
Okay. And then did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And what month and year did you start using Depo?
January of 2016.
January of 2016. And when did you stop taking Depo?
Like February of this year,
February of 2024.
2024.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then I have your first name as Sheila.
Correct.
And last name Mayes.
Correct.
And then your social, please.
339-64-0264.
And then I have your email as missmays75@gmail.com.
Correct.
And your phone number is 763-204-3431.
Correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Bill.
And then can I get your current full address, please?
3001 Leah Hill Drive,
Can you spell
North
the street for me?
Georgia 3007. Huh?
Can you spell the street name for me,
Spell the
please?
street. Capital L, as in Larry, I as in ice cream, A as in apple, Hill, Hill,
So I have
Leah Hill Drive.
I'm sorry, LIA. And then what was the letter after that?
Hill, Hill.
Okay, there we go. In Norcross, Georgia.
30071. And the address was 3001.
Okay, perfect.
The building number is 3000.
Building 3000.
Mm-hmm. And the actual apartment is 3001.
So the apartment is 3001?
Yeah, the actual apartment is 3001.
And then the building is 3000?
Correct.
So would it be 3000 Leah Hills Drive, apartment 3001 in Norcross, Georgia, zip code 30071?
No, it would go 3001. That's how the address goes, 3001.
Okay, so 3001 Leah Hills Drive, apartment 3001 in Norcross, Georgia, zip code 30071?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alrighty, and then was your depo prepare administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
It was by a doctor.
Doctor, do you remember the name of the doctor?
Amini Hawkins.
Okay, and what facility was that?
Emory Hospital, Midtown.
Emory University Hospital, Midtown?
Yes, correct. I'm sorry.
No worries. And then you said that was Dr. Hawkins. What was the first name?
Soyini, Soyini.
Okay, so I have Dr. Soyini M. Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm just pulling the information. Give me one moment, okay? And then if you had to estimate, how many times would you say that you've been injected with Depo-Provera in your life?
Not quite sure. Quite a few.
Okay. Did you do it every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. So if I'm doing the math correctly, if you did it every 3 months, that's about 4 times a year, and you took Depo for about 8 years, so that would be about 32 times. Does that sound correct?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not good with the math.
If you have a number, another number that you'd like to put down that sounds more accurate, we can put that down as well.
That's about good.
Okay, 32.
That's about right.
Okay. And then mm-hmm. In regards to the doctor that prescribed you the Depo, was that the same doctor?
Yeah, say that again. I didn't.
The doctor that prescribed you the Depo, was it the same doctor, Dr. Soyini M. Hawkins?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that was at the same facility?
Correct.
Okay. And then what was your method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI scan, or both?
Both, a CT scan and an MRI.
Okay. And then what facility were you diagnosed at? Was that also the same facility? Emory University Hospital, Midtown?
No, I was diagnosed... Yeah. Sorry. I was diagnosed at the same hospital.
Okay. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No? Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I think his name was, Dr. Daniel Moore.
Daniel Moore. And is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Correct.
Okay, let me pull that information one more time. Give me one moment. And then you said no to the prior cancer diagnosis, correct?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that you didn't have another cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Well, I received radiation, and I had a surgery where they removed the tumor.
And were you hospitalized at all? Were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes.
Do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized?
No.
No? Okay. Do you remember maybe like the month and the year of when you were hospitalized?
When I was hospitalized.
Was it right after you were diagnosed?
In May? Yeah, it was in May.
May of 2024?
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add?
No.
Okay, and then do you have a copy of your medical records, or is there proof that there's medical records?
Yes, there's proof. I can try to see if I can get it.
Okay, and then if you were to provide these medical records for the attorneys, would you do so by mail, electronically, or both?
I'm filming electronically.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not.
Does not live with you? And then who is this person to you?
My sister.
Okay. And then can you spell your sister's first name for me, please?
B-E-S-I-R-E-E.
And last name?
Brown.
B-R-O-W-N.
All right.
And can I get Desiree's phone number, please?
312-925-9085.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do you happen to have Desiree's email, or do you want me to put down yours for now?
You just put mine. I don't have.
Okay. And then do you have her address by chance, or do you want me to put non-applicable?
Non-applicable.
Okay. Alrighty, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? So you don't currently have an attorney and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And I have your date of diagnosis as April 1st, 2024, with a meningioma of the brain. I have your date of birth as April 25th, 1975. You did use the name brand injectable Depo. You did use it from roughly around January 1st, 2016 to about February 1st of 2024. And within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had 4 injections prior to diagnosis. I have your first name is Sheila, spelled S-H-E-I-L-A. Last name Mayes, M-A-Y-E-S. I have your social as 339-640264. I have your email as missmayes75@gmail.com. And I have your cell phone number at 763-204-3431. I have your current address as 3001 Lya Hills Drive, apartment number 3001 in Norcross, Georgia, zip code 30071. Is this all correct so far?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then in regards to administering and prescribing doctor for the depo, I have Dr. Soini M. Hawkins. That is at Emory University Hospital Midtown. The facility address I have is 550 Peachtree Street Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30308. And I have the facility phone number as 404-6... Oh. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's actually the address I have is 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road, Peachtree Corners, Georgia.
Let me see. Maybe they have a different... Okay. What was the street name? I'm sorry.
Holcomb Bridge is 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road. Suite 200 in Peachtree Corners, Georgia, 30092. That's where Dr. doing some.
Did you go to the, is that your doctor's current address or the facility's address? Because the facility's address that I'm seeing on Google, even when I looked up the 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road, it's still coming out as 550 Peachtree Street Northeast.
Okay.
It might
be
for that specific.
On my paperwork, though.
It might be for that specific. Hold on, I'm gonna try to look again. I'm not sure why.
Emory Hospital, Emory University.
Midtown. So 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road in Norcross, Georgia? Is that what you're talking about?
No, 4028 Peachtree Corners, Georgia, 30092.
Peachtree Corner?
It's literally like on the border of Peachtree Corners and like Norcross, so I'm assuming it's just given Norcross address. I'm at the Peachtree Corners address because it's literally like right on the border of Norcross and Peachtree Corners.
I'm not, I wonder why that's happening. Yeah, so the facility that I'm seeing, the Emory University Hospital Midtown, it's on West Peachtree Street Northwest, Linden Ave Northeast, Peachtree Street Northeast, and Pine Street Northeast. Does that sound familiar?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's right.
Okay.
If that's what you Google.
Okay. Yeah, because the other address that I'm pulling up, it's not showing a hospital or a doctor's office.
Hmm.
So that might be the doctor's immediate address. That's what I would assume. Did you want me to put down the 550 Peachtree Street Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia?
The 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road.
You want me to put down 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road?
Yes.
Okay, so that the address that I'm finding for that on Google is showing a commercial real estate.
I don't know why. Well, put the address that you got.
Okay. Alrighty. So
I don't know why that's showing that.
I'm not sure either, but the facility address that I have for Emory University Hospital Midtown is 550 Peachtree Street Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30308. And the facility phone number I have is 404-686-4411. And then this is the same facility you were diagnosed and treated at. You were diagnosed by Dr. Daniel Moore, who specializes in neurosurgery. And
well,
then
no, Daniel Moore was not that. That's not the hospital for Daniel Moore. Daniel Moore was treated with Daniel Moore at Wellstar Kenstone.
Okay.
That was in Marietta, Georgia.
So you were diagnosed at a different facility, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, alrighty. All right, so where were you diagnosed so I can remove all this information and put the new information down?
Wellstar Kenstone Regional Medical Center. 3901 Roswell Road, Marietta, Georgia.
Okay.
That's where I was treated at. I was diagnosed at the Holcomb Bridge, but I was treated when they removed the surgery and the radiation and all of that. I went to Dr. Daniel Moore at the Wellstar.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure I have this all correct, so let me go ahead and make sure before moving forward. You were diagnosed at Emory University Hospital Midtown, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The Fanoni Hawkins. That's who Larry knows me.
I'm sorry, who?
The Hawkins. So
that's who diagnosed you, Dr. Hawkins?
Yes. Dr. Hawkins is the one that diagnosed me.
Okay.
Dr. Daniel Moore is the one who did my treatment.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay. All right, I just want to make sure I have this correct. I have your diagnosing doctor as Dr. Hawkins at Emory University Hospital, Midtown. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then in regards to your treatment, I have Dr. Daniel Moore at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm the doctor that diagnosed you, Dr. Hawkins, she works in gynecology, is that correct? Not neurosurgery.
Yeah, she's a gynecologist.
Okay, so this would make a lot more sense now because the address that's coming up for Dr. Hawkins is 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I was telling you about. That's
okay.
The address I was
so giving. I just want to confirm, you were not diagnosed at Emory University or you were diagnosed there?
Yes, I was diagnosed at Emory.
Okay, so the address for Emory University Hospital and the address for Dr. Hawkins are two different addresses. Dr. Hawkins has her own office, and that's the 4028 Holcomb Bridge Road. So you were not diagnosed at her office, is that correct?
No.
Okay.
I don't know why it's coming up like that.
Okay. So diagnosed by Dr. Hawkins at Emory University Hospital, Midtown. Okay. And treated by Dr. Daniel Moore at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital. The address I have is 677 Church Street in Marietta, Georgia. Zip code 30060. Facility phone number I have is 770-793-5000. Is that all correct?
All right.
Okay. And then I have your emergency contact as Desiree Brown. Phone number I have for Desiree is 312-925-9085. This is your sister. And I have her first name spelled D-E-S-I-R-E-E, last name Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Our system's generating documents. We just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward.
Okay. How do I do that?
You're going to receive a text. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speaker. You're going to receive a text. It's going to say DocuSign on it. It's going to have my name, Shireen Sakala. And then there should be a link attached to it. You're going to go ahead and click on that link.
Okay.
You're going to agree to electronic records and signature. And then you're going to go ahead and hit start. Then it's going to prompt you to all those fields where you need a sign or initial.
Get my signature.
And then if you have any questions, let me know, okay?
Okay. I get all of them?
It should say finish on the bottom once you're done. Okay, yes, I did receive it on my end. So the way this process is going to work is the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are, to verify the case with you over the phone. Be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. With that being said, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me in the meantime. I just texted you from a 949 number, so if you have any questions or concerns, that's where you'll reach out to me directly. And then if I have any questions, that's where I'll be reaching you from. But with that being said, just don't miss the call from the attorneys just because they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. Sheila, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so, so much for your time. I'm wishing you the best holidays, and I'm wishing for a speedy recovery for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.